The next patient is Alma Garcia. The last name is G-A-R-C-I-A, first name A-L-M-A. This is the clinical case of a 44-year-old white female that is a kidney transplant patient. The patient got transplanted in 2018, and she went into chronic rejection. And the most likely situation is that the kidney function is going to deteriorate. The kidney transplant center got to the conclusion that nothing else could be offered to this patient at the present time. The patient is in the final stages of the acute COVID infection without a respiratory compromise. Just generalized symptoms. The patient was treated and has been treated for 5 days with the administration of Lagevrio, L-A-G-E-V, like in Victor, R-I-O. Number two, the patient is a kidney transplant, as mentioned before, on chronic rejection. She's immunosuppressed with sarolimus. And also the administration of mycophenolate. The patient was recently admitted to the hospital because of the serious urinary tract infection. At the time of the release from the hospital, the serum creatinine was 1.55 and the BUN 17. On the 29th, that was before the infection with the COVID, the patient had a creatinine of 2.2 with a BUN of 13. And the estimated EFR is down to 27. That is consistent with the CKD stage 4. Following number, the patient continues to have protein in the urine, and this is most likely associated to the chronic rejection. And we have to keep in mind that this patient has focal segmental glomerulosclerosis as the underlying disease. Following number, the patient has anemia that is most likely associated to the infection and the administration on chronic basis of sarolimus and mycophenolate. And CKD stage 4. Following number, relapsing urinary tract infections that we are going to keep on evaluating as requested by the Cleveland Clinic, which is the place where the patient is requested evaluation for kidney transplant. Following number, essential hypertension. The patient is morbidly obese. He's playing a major role in the presence of hypertension. Some degree of insulin resistance could be the other explanation, as well as the kidney disease by itself. Following number, obesity associated to excessive intake of calories. That is a very difficult situation with the patient. I discussed this at least for 20 minutes because unless she changes drastically the eating habits, we are not going to obtain a different result. Once again, we gave the literature related to a insulin resistance diet that basically is a plant-based diet with avoidance of industrial production or GMO food. In order to be able to fight inflammation, decrease the caloric intake, and by increasing the activity, we will be able to improve the body weight. Following number hyperlipidemia, and following number vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. The patient is going to be reevaluated in a month. I have to point out that I didn't mention the anxiety disorder that the patient has. She was asking me for help to give something different from alprazolam for the anxiety disorder and the panic that she has. And I encourage her to get a referral from the primary care physician to somebody with experience in that field.